my mother received a so-called induction order. These things always came a fortnight in advance. Subject: work duty. She was to bring a blanket and provisions for a few days, all food ration tickets, etc. She was to appear on February 20th, 1945 at the Wittelsbach Palais in Brienner Straße. Oddly typed on the reverse were the words, "All children with luggage must also be brought for workplace-related relocation of domicile." The night before, I walked to Schwabing to fetch the Jewish doctor because my mother was in bed suffering from heavy flu. I still have the original medical certificate here, where the doctor says she's confined to bed and can't get up. The next day, I took the certificate to the Gestapo at the Wittelsbach Palais. A certain Grimm was on duty. He read the certificate and then wrote on it in red, "Abgelehnt." Refused. Then I walked home. I was 14 at the time. Then our parents decided we wouldn't go. Early next morning, an official from the Wittelsbach Palais came to fetch us. He saw my mother was in bed and turned to go, saying, "Stay in bed." He was sympathetic. "I see you can't get up." A few hours later, a Gestapo officer and the link man between the Bavarian Jews and the Gestapo arrived to fetch us. We walked over debris and wreckage from Mathildenstraße to Brienner Straße, my mother with fever. One of the two officers carried the case. We entered the Wittelsbach Palais, the entrance was in Türkenstraße, and were taken down to the cellar. We were there for several hours until everyone had arrived. No one knew where they planned to take us. A roll call of names was read out before we set off, but the names of us three children weren't on the list. We thought we'd be allowed to go home, but they said, "You're staying here." It was the same when we arrived in Theresienstadt. Our names weren't on the list there either. When it was dark, we were told we would be walking to Central Station, under guard. We were the only children. My sister was the youngest, she was 6 at the time. Otherwise, there were adults and adolescents, boys and girls of 17 and 18. We knew most of them. And then we were told to cover our stars so that people on the street didn't see. At Central Station, there was a Reichsbahn rail car waiting at the platform to the right in the main building. I was 14 and I had never been outside of Munich. My nose was pressed up against the window. Looking back, for me personally, a certain curiosity was mixed in with my fear at our unknown destination. At Furt im Wald, the car was hitched up to another train. We stopped in Prague for a night and were wretchedly cold. We could at last fetch water at the station. While we were doing that, my brother and I could have fled. But where to? Where could two boys of 14 and 12 have gone? Who could we have turned to? Our mother was still in the train with our little sister. There was nothing particularly exciting about our journey. There were three guards, SS, who were easygoing with us Jews. They told us we were heading for Theresienstadt. The 50 Reichsmarks I had been allowed to take with me were confiscated on arrival, as my fare.
I recall a lot of agitation among the 50 deportees. They were agitated because at some stage we were told we had to take a shower. Some already knew what showering could mean. What I also remember is how some people took out food before handing over their things. They were afraid it would be taken from them. My memories here are very murky, unpleasant, and fearful.